4 of the 30 beds in Carrigdonald Community Hospital will be closing on a temporary basis due to staffing pressures at the hospital. And this is an unacceptable position, and it's naturally causing much concern within the community that staffing pressures are at the moment causing temporary closures, and also concern as to whether what this means in the long term and whether it's a slippery slope to seeing more beds temporarily closed down the line. And I think what we need to see here is the government change their approach to the recruitment moratorium and their approach to staffing community hospitals and immediately ensure that the staff are put in place so that we don't have to see beds in Carrigdonald Community Hospital closed, and indeed patients and those who would be using the hospital for respite beds as well, inconvenience and unable to use those beds for family members who need them. So what the government really need to act immediately now and ensure that actually the beds are reopened.
We know that many people would be fearful that in a case where beds temporarily close, that a temporary closure can very often become permanent. Is that a fear you share?
That's a real fear, absolutely. If they're closing temporarily because of staffing pressures, that means that this can recur. And obviously, without those staffing pressures being addressed, it's something which could see the beds become permanently closed in the future. So what we need to see is the government address the situation immediately. I know the local community agree that it is unacceptable that beds were closed because the staff are not being provided in order to ensure they can remain open. So we need to see a change in government policy and the staff provided so that the hospital can operate at its optimum capacity of 30 beds.
As you said, respite is a very real concern, and people have been using Carrigdonald District Hospital for very important respite over the years. There is also the element of the district hospital acting, as it were, as a buffer for the general hospital and taking patients out of the general hospital who need care but don't need acute treatment. A fear that a problem in Carrigdonald is going to rebound and have an effect on the general as well.
The hospital is an invaluable resource for respite, where people, families with somebody who's ill can come in for 1 week respite and give a break to their carers who do such great work with them on a continuing basis. Also, as you point out, it's an absolutely crucial facility in terms of step down from Letterkenny General Hospital and also assessment of patients in advance maybe of admittance to Letterkenny Hospital and maybe preventing any admittance to Letterkenny Hospital if it can be addressed at a local level. And this approach by the HSE of not having the staff in place to ensure the hospital can operate at its capacity puts additional pressures then on the overall hospital system and actually makes no sense.